What's up, besties? This is Austin here. Unfortunately, we have been crazy busy traveling, doing all sorts of things since we've been on the road and BravoCon. Oh my gosh, it's been a lot, but we love being on tour so much. Our first two tour dates have been awesome in Milwaukee and then in Nashville. And then Thursday the 16th, so 2 days from now, we are going to be in
Houston.
Damn it, that was so dumb.
Oh, just keep going.
2 days from now, we are going to be in Houston at the House of Blues. We always love going to House of Blues in different cities. It's such a cool way to see it. The fans are awesome. So go to pillowsandbeer.com to check out where we're going to be next, but specifically Thursday night in Houston. We can't wait to see you, besties. And until then, here is some fun footage that we found in the past with our old pal Shep. We hope that you enjoy it. Nick, let her rip.
All right. Frozen bringing us in.
That is funny as
Wasn't
hell,
that
Craig.
Awesome?
It took me a minute to realize what it was, but
shout out to Punk Rock Factory with their version of Let It Go.
Wow, Let It Go.
All right, how do you feel about that? Hit it.
That was weak. That was kind of weak.
Let's see.
Ooh. That was a crispy boy.
Gotcha.
All right, Shep, what are you sipping on over there? Some Hall wine?
Yeah, some Halls, and then a Pacifico. I'm double fisted.
There we go. Pacifico is my favorite beer.
Apparently, by the way, I need to get this out of the way.
Austin, thanks for the save, Craig.
Austin warned me that you're going to pretty much try to kidnap us for the evening and make us watch like the TV you want to watch and drink wine.
I didn't say that.
I mean, Austin stays here, yeah. But he has his own TV in his room now, so he can watch whatever he wants.
Oh, so every podcast, you kidnap him essentially?
Well, not everyone, but... I love it.
Hey, Craig tried to kidnap me in my own home one time.
Oh, that did happen.
Yeah.
I threatened to burn his house down if he
wouldn't hang out with you. Yeah.
And he was in bed already.
If you've hung out with Craig for long enough, then he's threatened things. Like, we've all been on vacation together, and Craig, because I always go to bed first, and then Craig will bang on my door and be like,
"We know about your turning in early, Austin."
Well, you will soon. I turn in early, and Craig will come and start banging on my door and be like, "Yeah, I'm going to break this door."
You're not friends with me. You don't care about me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, Craig's guilt trip could rival that of his mother somewhere somehow. Like he is good.
Hang out with me. The first night of a vacation ever. Our listeners know about that.
Oh my God, he's eating more, Craig.
But honestly, guys, love having you here, Shep. All three of us haven't hung out off camera in a while. That's because we just finished filming. But this is awesome. It's a lot of fun, and we're gonna do one of Shep's favorite things, which is play trivia. And we've picked three of Shep's favorite categories, which Austin and I are fucked. I believe they're golf, surfing, and history.
I think I have a fighting chance.
Only if one was science.
Science.
Get into a drink. No, I'm the math guy when we're at trivia.
Craig's come through.
Yeah, I'm the math guy. That's all I have to offer.
Like, what are the first ten numbers of pi?
It was like, how do you find the circumference of a circle? Like, stuff like that. Pi r squared.
Yeah, pi. Oh, yeah.
That was a question at home team.
Hi. I was about to say.
Austin's Harry Potter trivia to the maximum. Yes. How about that?
Which I will give a shout out to Chicks in the Office. Their segment that they're doing with Rhea, who has no clue about what's going on with Harry Potter, taking notes while watching the movies, is hysterical to me because I never read the books.
I didn't either. I didn't watch any of the movies. I think it's silly.
It's not. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, then you're perfect.
The segment is funny because she's like, "Who are these little people walking around?" Like,
let me put the point.
I had to get talked into Game of Thrones because my buddy was like, "I know you're not into like fantasy, you know, dragons and shit." I'm like, "No, I'm not." He's like, "Give it a chance. I'll buy you a steak dinner after five episodes."
The problem with Game of Thrones is your favorite characters die every fucking week. There's no point to watch the
show. I love that
show. We're getting off track. Right, we're getting way off track, boys. We've all been cracking some beers.
I will tell you that was how it went with the vampire show. What was that called?
True Blood.
No, the one that you taught me, Austin.
Vampire Diaries?
Twilight?
Twilight. And Austin's like, Austin out of nowhere is like, he imprinted on her. And I was like, Austin's explained the entire Twilight series to me.
It's an interesting thing.
All right, so Austin, you're weird as shit.
Yeah, good. Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah.
Nick, we've got
our segment
of trivia coming up. You ready for this?
Are you guys?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you asking Shep right? And then Craig
already
know
the damn answers? Is this real?
No. Well, he has the answers, but I put them at the bottom of the page so you can't find them.
Oh, because he doesn't
continue reading. He never reads the bottom of the page.
Read your own book.
That's funny.
You're going to have to.
Anyway. Nick, we didn't check any of this because I was going to have you ask
He's
all
kidding,
of us.
He's kidding, dude. He's all kidding.
Right. Oh, I don't know if he is or not.
I never know.
Okay, so I've got three categories: surfing, golf, and like early American war history questions.
Go ahead.
Should I get a piece of paper so we write our answers and then share?
I mean, you can do that if you want, or we can do it by we'll go across.
We'll give 5 seconds and then just wait. Or no, each question's for one person. So the first is for me, the second's for them. Or no, I like writing this down. Yeah. Because it gives everybody a crack.
Are we going to do teams or are we going to do you versus those two? Or are you going to do all like
the maniacs?
Oh, that could be funny.
That's exactly what it should be. Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
Shep, what's that game show? It's like Stump the
Buoy.
Stump the Buoy.
No, that's not what it is.
It's win Fred's money. That would be Shep.
That's right. That's right.
What the genius is?
How many questions are there?
Five each.
So I got 30, but we could use them all.
That's a lot.
No, we're going to do 50. We're going to do 5 of each category now.
No, we just need like 5 total.
We'll see how it goes.
15 questions? People are going to listen to us just play trivia against ourselves?
No, I don't see that being too
then
exciting.
Then 5 questions, and then we'll tell a story with each one.
All right, we'll do that.
Whatever, Austin.
Yeah.
Whatever,
Austin.
Craig.
Austin, you should fire Austin, Craig.
I know who we're eating.
I think he's really expendable.
Oh, you guys want to eat me now? I mean, my gains.
By the way, if you're listening at home, this is me and Craig ganging up on Austin.
If
we did another 2 hours, we would all gang up on each other in groups of two.
The first time, maybe
it means that we're dropped.
Maybe Craig would bring another girl that Shep suggests to a finale of ours, and
that was 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, people don't forget, Craig. People don't forget.
They're like elephants.
Oh, no, just kidding. Okay, Nick. Take
all right,
us
Austin,
out of this.
Craig. How smart would you say Shep is? I gotta know which question.
Well, I'm not answering that
on a scale of 1 to 10.
Books is he read or
on a scale
smart?
Of 1 to 10?
Street. I have no street smart.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Book smart.
Shep thinks that he's a 12, but he's actually like a 7.5.
I'll take it.
Well, we'll go with the tough one to start it, and we'll see how well you guys do.
Okay. Yeah, he's way better, more well read.
Craig, you are killing our case right now.
Well, when it comes to reading, he's better.
Okay, great, thanks.
When it comes
I
to
don't
surviving
read good
in the city, yeah.
Thank you, Craig.
I don't read good.
How do you say that? He's more well read than us.
Yes, that's exactly how you say it. That is exactly how you say it.
Okay.
But when it comes to surviving streets,
first question.
And you're better.
When was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Yeah.
We got this.
Like, I mean, like, legitimately, like, legit signed.
Oh, geez. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, Nick, dude. Quit saying, like, legitimately and just shush.
Are we going with this? Austin? Oh, by the way, it's Austin and Craig versus Shep.
I already written mine, don't worry.
That's what I meant.
It's a date.
Austin was
you got to give me the complete date.
I was off by 100 years.
Oh, wait, what? We're doing a year.
Oh, well, damn it.
Sorry, what?
So it's August 2nd, 1776.
You screwed that up.
Austin, tell
17,
everyone.
We both got 1776.
Okay.
August 2nd. Who the fuck knows
Austin
that?
Austin wrote 1886.
I accidentally wrote 1886.
I wanted to see how smart you were.
All right, Austin's out. This is like an elimination round.
Okay.
1886.
All right, go surfing.
Okay, so that's two. Well, that's 1 point for Craig, 1 point for Shep, and -1 point for Austin for that answer.
Shit.
Okay, do you guys want history, golf, or surf?
Whatever.
Golf or surfing, yeah. Not surfing. I know nothing about it.
One of each, and then
do golf.
Yeah. And then we'll do listening questions.
And the better
known as the king of golf. Whose nickname was the king?
I got it.
The king?
I know the bear.
The king?
Okay, are we ready?
No, no, we're not ready.
We're not ready.
All right.
God, I want to just yell mean things
at you. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Like, you're not going to guess it.
I know. I have the bear, but I don't have the king.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
You got the bear. All right.
All right.
I wrote the golden bear, Jack Nicklaus.
Okay, go.
Arnold Palmer, the one and only.
Ah, well, that's easy. I wrote Bobby J.
Anyone ever called him the god?
No, he was the king.
Really? The king? Oh, yep. Well, that's
Arnie. Okay.
I love him.
Negative one?
0 points for Austin, 1 point for Craig, 2 for Shep.
Surfing.
Thank you for getting it back to zero.
Why did Craig get a point?
No. He already
got the last question.
Oh, you're doing a total, yeah.
The king, god damn it.
Okay, surfing?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, where is the famous surf spot Pipeline located?
Pipelines? Is he Craig or Shep knows this immediately?
Okay. All right. That's an easy one.
Is it?
California.
Oh, is it?
Right. Yeah.
Whatever. You guys ready?
No, it's Hawaii.
Yeah.
What is it?
Go ahead.
I say California.
Say it, Nick.
Hey, it's the North Shore of Oahu. It's in fucking Hawaii.
I was going to say Hawaii, but it was South Africa.
But I was really, you got to be specific. It's right next to Sunset Beach. I know all about that. Hey, fun fact.
If you would have said Jaws, then I would have known Hawaii.
Fun fact, Pipeline's the most famous place in the world. It's also very dangerous. And Sunset was there. I was 17 years old with my family, and we went there. And I was such a geek. I rented a board. And these like serious surfers came out of the water. I was like, yo, dudes, how is it out there? And they were like, dude, you're going to die. And I almost did. I didn't even make it out.
How old were you?
I was 17. Yeah, I was
you can't paddle through that.
No, I didn't know what I was
doing.
You
have to find a rip current.
It was the dumbest thing. It was the dumbest thing.
Austin is taking me places to snowboard before. And I was like, I'm going to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now he's better now. He's better now where he's like, because they wanted to hike this back bowl on this last trip. And he was at least like, can Craig do that? Because, like, I can ride normal stuff well, but, like, I don't have the endurance to hike somewhere and then ride through a tree.
Yeah, I would like, really money to see Shep, like, hey, guys, how are the barrels ripping?
Yeah. I was like, did you get pitted earlier or no?
They're like, yeah, and we almost died.
Spits right out, like, whoopah. And then you get pitted.
Sorry, I got lunch with Kevin Na later.
Dude, don't bring that up.
Nick, we're gonna pull up some listener questions.
No, hold on.
Do we do one more?
What?
History. One last history. And Nick, don't be so draconian.
Actually, Nick, since you're gonna edit this, you can do one of each category and then you can pick through it. I know, but for the second one.
Don't be so draconian.
He doesn't even know. He's a Slytherin. Shep's a Slytherin if anyone's ever
I'm glad that you know that, Craig, because we sorted you and Craig's a Gryffindor.
Oh, I watched the movies.
General, go ahead. You ready?
Yep.
Which general betrayed the U.S. in the Revolutionary War?
Fuck.
Which U.S. general betrayed the U.S. in the Revolutionary War?
Shit.
Became a traitor to the loyalists?
Well, he switched sides.
I mean, is it Benedict Arnold?
Yes.
Okay. Got good. It. Jesus
Christ.
Okay. I got it.
Craig,
what'd you write?
Aaron Burr.
Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein.
I was just being silly. I don't know.
Okay. Cool. I got one. Okay. So I'm tied with Craig, and Shep's obviously winning. So we need a tiebreaker.
Yeah. Again, well read.
We need a tiebreaker. It's not well read. It's just not stupid. Like us. Okay.
Who's gotten more laptops?
Benedict Arnold's the most famous traitor of all time. Yeah, like, if you don't know
famous
that.
Famous traitor of all time. Okay, go.
I didn't read books.
He listened. They didn't have book on tape when Craig was coming up.
All right. Okay, one more of each category. And then.
Okay. This will be a golf question.
Okay.
We should all get this.
What was considered the original Grand Slam of golf?
Oh, shit. Well, wait. Hint. It's like, what, three? It's three?
Four.
The original.
You can't fucking tell them.
Oh, okay. You mean the tournaments or?
Yeah, the tournaments.
Oh.
You get a point for each one you know.
Dude, if you don't know all four of them, then I hate you. Wait. Wait, I'm faltering on the fourth. Wait, this is ridiculous.
Hold on. Original.
Yeah. Oh, what? Has it been like amended now?
Okay, you ready?
All right, let's hear it. Austin, you first.
Oh, okay.
No, what's on your paper?
Okay, there's the Open.
Yeah.
There's the US Open. There's the Masters.
No. It's right, the Jeff. British. It's the British Open, the British Am, the US Open, and the US Am.
What?
Yo. Yeah, that was the original. That's what Bobby Jones won. The Masters hadn't existed yet.
US Open,
had the PGA,
US Am,
and the PGA.
Yeah, and had the PGA.
The PGA obviously hadn't existed yet.
Well, yeah, you don't exist to me anymore. I hate you.
British Open, US Open, the Championship, and Masters.
Well, no, none of that's right.
Okay, fine. Craig and I need
British Open, a tiebreaker.
All right, Craig. Yeah, no,
Shep has to choose the category.
I think the surf one's funny. Yeah.
Let's do that. That's the tiebreak. Jesus Christ. I'm going to write down the only thing that I know about surfing right now.
All right.
And that's Johnny Tsunami.
Which famous surfer acted on Baywatch?
Oh, you got to know this. No, you got to know this.
Wait, what did you say?
Which famous surfer was an actor on Baywatch?
Was an actor?
Yeah. Played a surfer, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah. For how many episodes?
I can see his face. Can I draw a picture of him?
Oh, shut the... Yes.
I can see his picture.
No, you can't. You're going to draw Hasselhoff.
All right, you guys don't know.
No, I'm not.
That's crazy.
Shep, you don't know. Was just with him.
Kelly Slater.
I won!
I knew it, but I'm saying Shep was just with him.
Yeah, I was.
I just didn't know his name, but I knew that. Oh.
I win.
You knew the information.
I'm not counting.
You can't articulate it. All right.
Tiebreakers of history. I want to hear it.
By the way, I can't win on that because I go, I'm going to write down the one name that I know in surfing. I wrote it down before the question was even asked.
Just met him.
Before the question was even asked, I wrote it down, Craig.
Okay, Shep wants tiebreaker in history.
A 2012 poll by Britain's National Army Museum voted this man, born in 1732, as the nation's greatest military enemy.
Say it again.
The British's greatest military enemy.
Oh, okay.
He was born in 17.
I'm going to give you three choices.
Is he American?
A 2012 poll. Sorry, I forgot.
Where'd it come from?
He's born in what year?
A 2012 poll by Britain's National Army Museum voted this man, born in 1732, as the nation's greatest military enemy.
It's one of these three.
Hold on.
Okay.
No, you ready? No, you can't.
No, that's not right at all. But I want you to read that.
Okay.
I'm saying it's George Washington.
In 1930.
What the
And look what Craig wrote.
What'd he write?
Hitler. Mussolini. They were not born in the 1700s. They were born in the fucking late 1800s.
No. I didn't read anybody. I didn't understand the question. I thought it was, what is the greatest threat? I said, is the person American? Right. And you said George Washington. And then both of y'all said no.
Because he fucked up the British imperialism.
Okay. I didn't realize that when you said.
Right. With that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back for a couple minutes.
Mussolini.
Merry balls miss from our friends over at Manscaped. The holidays are approaching, but what if I told you that the celebrations are starting early this year?
It turns out the perfect gift does exist, and who else to bring it down your chimney than the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Keep calm and let your balls jingle this season with Manscaped's brand new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. Featuring the new Lawnmower 5.0, watch all your wishes and mistletoe kisses come true. Look nice when you're getting naughty by going to manscaped.com and use code PNB for 20% off plus free shipping. Unwrap the gift of smoothness this holiday season with Manscaped.
Nick, Austin, I gotta tell you, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is one of my favorite tools that I've ever discovered. I wish it. I had it back in college. Won't get into details there. But this just, I think it's considerate to stay groomed and manscaped. And there's just not a tool that's going to help you do that, make it easier, safer, and more efficient and prettier. I mean, I know I'm talking about my goods, but Manscaped's package, especially this one, just helps my package.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code PNB at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped, manscaped.com, and use code PNB, Manscaped. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
What's going on, besties? I am here to talk about a company called Game Time. Now, Game Time is a ticket service, and specifically, I use this ticket service for the theater. I went to New York with my family. We were so excited to get tickets to see a new Broadway play, Gutenberg. And I said, you know what? We actually use this one called Game Time, guys. And so we looked it up, and we found four tickets next to each other down in the pit. I'm embarrassing myself because I don't remember what it's called when you're that close to the stage. And it was super easy. And I even kind of fact checked, and I was like, all right, well, like, you know, just for shits and giggles, let's look at this other. And I looked it up elsewhere, and it was a competitive price. I was so happy. I was like, all right, now I don't have to do that anymore. So Game Time certainly helped, because you shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you.
Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. See the view from your seat before you buy, which you know is so important to me, so that you know exactly what to expect before you arrive. All in prices show your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal before you check out, unlike other apps where your total that you end up paying is way different than what you clicked on. Buy tickets in seconds with two taps. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code PILLOWSANDBEER for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code PILLOWSANDBEER, PILLOWSANDBEER, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Oh, that was funny.
Hey, we got to do a whole episode of you guys answering industry questions.
Fuck.
That is 218. This is after last week when Austin goes, isn't Puerto Rico the 52nd state of America?
It's something else. 51st? Yeah, you guys should definitely go on tour.
Isn't it the 51st?
It's not actually a state. I mean, they say it is, but no,
we've got the territory.
Yeah.
Also, speaking about,
but it would be the 51st, but
you said,
are we recording?
Yeah. Oh, I'll bring us back in. So all right. Let's do some bonus footage. I'm just going to run down these trivia questions and see. We'll give Austin, everyone he gets right, 2 points. Everyone Shep gets right, 1 point.
Go ahead.
All right. Oh, man.
Don't read it.
No, there's no answers. You can't say it. Who were the British allies in the War of 1812? I don't even think you can say who was in the War of 1812.
The Mexicans?
The French. The French. Because
I thought the War of
1812. Incorrect.
The Indians?
Yeah, no.
I was about to say the Indians.
Yes. French
the
and Indians. Indians war. Yeah, yeah. French and Indian War.
Yeah. Right. I was about to say, you know, the Cherokees.
That was a 7-year War of 1812 with U.S.
Nick,
Cherokees. All right, keep reading.
Yeah, just for fun.
I got to go to it. Okay, who were the British allies in the War of 1812?
Yeah, we missed that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
They were Canada and the Native Americans.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Which river did Washington cross in the Revolutionary War?
Hudson.
Delaware.
The Delaware.
Delaware is correct. Is the Star Spangled Banner from the Revolutionary War or the War of 1812?
Revolutionary.
War of 1812.
Correct, Shep.
Fuck. Fuck.
Susan B. Anthony in the house. Dun, dun, dun.
Now we're listening to house music.
Who were the victors in the War of 1812?
Us.
The U.S.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say no. Mexico? Everybody was except for the Texan? Native Americans.
Okay. Thank you for that trick question, yeah. Dude. You're about to get it. I'm sending over a hitman. You better watch your back.
Sicario.
What battle was considered the turning point of the Revolutionary War?
Bunker Hill.
Revolutionary?
Incorrect. Yeah.
No, it was the one where everyone Gettysburg. Died in Philly. Yeah.
No, Gettysburg is from the Civil War.
No.
No, oh, Turnbull. Was it Turnbull? Revolutionary War?
It was
in New York.
Dude, I don't know Revolutionary War battles.
No, it's the battle.
Starts with an S.
Okay, we're on a team now.
What'd you say?
Starts with an S.
Sycamore.
Somerset.
Sycam.
Saratoga.
Really? Oh, I didn't even know that.
City of New York.
Was the turning point of the Revolutionary War?
I didn't know that.
Yep. I didn't know that. It was one of our first real victories that finally gave us a legitimate win. Who were the Minutemen?
Militia in the Revolutionary War.
Yep.
There you go.
Hold on. Do we need to write this shit down? Because we're just screaming at each other.
We're a team now. We're a team.
It's Massachusetts.
Yes. Where did the Revolutionary War start?
In Charleston, South Carolina. No.
That was civil.
Boston.
It's Boston, sorry.
Yeah. Lexington and Concord.
That's right. Lexington and Concord.
Breeze through.
Okay. Golf. Who is considered the father of golf?
The one you wrote down.
No. It's not
Bobby Jones. Old Tom Morris.
Yeah, old Tom Morris from Britain. What's his home course?
Scotland, right?
Where the Opens played?
Keep it going.
What are the 11th, 12th, and 13th holes at Augusta known as?
Amen Corner.
Amen. Thank you. Who has won the most majors?
Jack Nicklaus.
Who has the most PGA Tour victories? There are two answers.
Tiger Woods. Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods.
Arnold Palmer and Tiger Woods.
Sam Snead and Tiger.
Sam Snead.
Yeah. Should have done that.
Which major has Phil not won? Phil Mickelson not won.
The U.S. Open.
British. Yep. He choked on that, right?
He a lot. He's finished twice.
Yeah.
Right. He's finished
twice. What tournament is considered the fifth major?
TPC Sawgrass.
The players.
Let's tell a story.
Players Championship.
No, do all of them. Do all of them.
I'm a Players Championship.
We had a hell of a time there, and I just want to know from Shep's mouth.
I put it together, by the way.
Okay, and doesn't matter. You were the one who exited earliest.
That's right.
And that's funny. Okay, well, we had all of our good buddies. Keegan Bradley on here. And do you remember what I told you that Keegan said to us?
It was on brand.
He was like, when I heard that, Craig, did you turn me off?
Yeah, you're flashing red. What's you're good. You hear well.
Okay.
You're just real close to the mic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Keegan got on and was like, when I heard that Shep got kicked out of the tournament, I laughed and I was like, oh man, it's so on brand. But Craig and I were almost getting booted as well. And we had to convince them. We were like, no.
But it would have been cool if we all rode out of town, kicked out. Hey, by the way, can I tell you about the driver they got me? They were like,
they told us, if you put your friend in that car, you can come back to the tournament.
Yeah.
And Shep was like,
I was so hammered. It was your fault, Craig. And you admit it.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Craig woke us up early and was like, it's time to start drinking. Yeah. And we just got hammered at 6, 7, 8 a.m.
Didn't you come to in the car?
Yeah. And this guy got lost on the way to Charleston. It's right up the coast. And it was the most miserable day of my entire life. Because I was like freaking out. I was a little insecure about the whole thing, and it was.
But prior to Shep leaving, he was like, "Hey, did anything happen of significant note?" And I was like, "Other than the fact that you're being put in a car right now to get home to Charleston, nah, man, nothing."
It wasn't that bad. Let's call it.
No. And
I just went into the wrong luxury box, and I was talking to the wrong married woman.
Shit, Craig just fell on the stage.
Craig just died. Craig's dead. Podcast over. Forget about Dallas.
Name of your band.
Man Down in Dallas. Oops.
No, it wasn't bad. It was just funny because we watched it.
Phrase to ever say. Nothing bad. You know?
Remember, I woke you up, or Craig and I woke you up. Yeah. We were like, get up. It's time to booze.
I will admit, I was.
My door going. They brought us out here. And I was like, what? To be like drunken monkeys?
It's in my book where I say, because the night before I woke up next to the dumpster, I was dealing with shit. And my book starts with, how did I get here? And I was like, I was hoping one of my friends would come, picked me up, and Gaber came and got me from that construction site.
So the
site.
First chapter's about me getting kicked out of the golf tournament?
No, it's about me waking up next to the dumpster.
Oh, what about me, man? That would have been cool.
I wasn't going to throw you under the bus.
Why not? Throw me under the... I'm already under the bus. Like, you don't have to throw me there. Just leave me for dead. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, that was a good one.
There are more than 18 wheels on top of Shep.
Throw the second bus on him. All right, what's the next one? Fucking
funny.
What major city in Texas was originally named Waterloo?
San Antonio.
Ooh, good guess, Craig.
Galveston.
Galveston?
It's on the water.
Okay. San Antonio's not a bad guess. I would say, where does everyone go over spring break?
Austin.
No, Austin's on the water, but sure.
You're
Austin.
Correct, Chef.
That's my name.
Said, that's why I put it in Austin. There.
Because there's a river that goes through Austin, correct?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
I haven't been there.
You got to be functional on your feet.
Quick. Ben Franklin created the Bucket Brigade. What was their purpose?
To scoop up horse shit?
You know that... Did you know that Ben Franklin was a great man, but also kind of a degenerate? Like, I was in Philadelphia.
You hung out with Ben?
Well, we called him B-Money back then.
B-Money! Yeah, kind of like that's the name of this podcast, B-Money, a.k.a. Ben Franklin.
He's like, electricity was me. Kind of anyway. Like,
line that shit up.
Dude, I'm going to fucking tour the world with Ben Franklin's ghost.
Kind of like
I'm going to show Mussolini, you guys.
Craig. Mussolini was born in 1932.
1521.
And just like Ben Franklin, Shep and Ben Franklin have a long and illustrious history.
How did the Titanic sink?
What? Oh, here we go.
How did the Titanic sink?
Jesse Eisenberg.
Mark Zuckerberg's team of derelicts.
Russian submarine. German. No, U-boat. Yeah, U-boat.
That's
U-boat what sank the Titanic just like the Britannica. That's why there's a bunch
never
of...
Never heard that before. That's
yeah, it's great. A really good theory.
Do you like my... are you going to read this, Craig?
I'll sign it.
You're going to sign... What if he signed my book back to me and then gave it back to me? Craig
the ultimate re-gift.
The right, sign book. Going, Nick.
All right.
I love it.
What type of surfing is Laird Hamilton known for?
I'm sorry, wave.
Give me big death wave. Or give me glory or give me freedom no. or give me death.
Said, what no. kind of surfing is he known for?
No.
Oh, who?
What? Alexander Hamilton, what's he known for?
Big wave surfing. Laird Hamilton.
Oh, the surfer. Laird. I was like, Alexander Hamilton was a Federalist and he was shot in a duel between Aaron Burr. What the fuck you want to know?
What was his famous line? Which was,
if you want to get the ultimate, you got to be willing to pay the ultimate price, bro.
Bodie.
He's known for big wave surfing.
All right, Bodie.
For big wave surfing.
Stupid. Also,
what
Jaws.
Type of big wave surfing did he like co-invent?
When he was strapped
toe
into the
in
board.
Surfing.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
I think that the idiots that lined up
all right,
across
Craig,
from each other are stupid. Militia men.
You're lined up across Austin. Yeah, I agree.
And if I was to fight him, I'd come flying out of the wall. Like
Austin would kick your ass because I'm scared of Austin because he lifts a lot of weights.
Well, Craig likes to wrestle, but now that I know that...
Depends on the style of fight.
I almost attacked Austin at some point this season, FYI.
Well,
stay tuned.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. I hope that you enjoyed listening to that little throwback with our bud. And we'll see you all on Thursday or further down the line at one of our live shows or just running around Charleston, perhaps. But the best way to see us, of course, is to go to pillowsandbeer.com. Check out where we're going to be next, and we'll get to see you live and in person. It's been so much fun, and I know that I say it a lot, but we love it so much. Like, we're on such a high when we finish these shows. It's just smiles and high fives and a bunch of hugs. Our adrenaline is moving, and then we get to come out and meet everyone for meet and greet. So anyways, pillowsandbeer.com to check out where you'll see us next live. Can't wait to see y'all in Houston.